we've been walking in this time of Easter. We are in the fifth week of Easter, and we read about Jesus appearing to Mary Magdalene after he was raised from the dead, appearing to the disciples and in the way of Emmaus and to other disciples. And last week, Deacon Andy was talking about the Good Shepherd. The Good Shepherd. And when we think about the Good Shepherd, we think about our image of the Good Shepherd is that this shepherd carrying the sheep, one sheep in the shoulders, right? So the question is, where is this shepherd carrying the sheep to? Where is that shepherd carrying the sheep to? Anyone? Back to the flock, right? Excellent. Lori, you see, that's good how the name ties. Okay, Lori got 10 points. Okay. Yes, the sheep belongs to the flock, right? So that's why the shepherd is taking that sheep that was lost, taking back the sheep to the flock, right? So that means that if the sheep is alone, the sheep is lost. And there are more chances that the wolves will find the sheep, right? So in other words, in our Christian life, we cannot say that my relationship with the Lord is about Him and I. Because God wants us to be together in the flock, which is the church, right? So that's why we are here today, because our relationship with the Lord deals also with the connection that we have with one another. And this is exactly the same as the gospel we heard today. We are connected with one another as the vine are the branches, right? So in this world that is very competitive, the one who produces the most is the one who is being praised, right? For instance, the one who works in a company, if the person produces a lot, that person will get promoted, right? In the school, if it is a student, does very well, he gets an honor, right? But what about those who are trying their best and working hard? Don't they deserve to be recognized as well? You may think about that. So those who maybe they are not acknowledged in society, those who do the lowest jobs, but they are trying their best and they're putting their hearts, don't they deserve to be recognized? And it is because all of us, you and I, have a purpose in life, right? As soon as we fulfill this purpose, we are contributing to the whole, right? We are contributing to the whole. The same thing if we go back to the image of the vine and the branches. All the branches are completely different. Some of the branches may be larger than the other ones, right? Some may be a little tiny branches, just trying to live, right? Some of the branches may have a lot of fruit. Some of the branches may not have a lot of fruit, but they have a lot of shade to cover the grapes, right? Because if the vine doesn't have the leaves, the sun is going to come and it's going to burn the fruit, right? So all of us, as the vine and the branches, have a purpose in life that we need to be aware of. No? So we are not the same. So what about the discipleship? If I ask you the question, raise your hands those who think that the primary role of the disciple is to bear much fruit. Raise your hands those who think that the primary role of the disciple must bear fruit. Huh? Okay, raise your hand those who think that the primary role of the disciple is not to bear fruit. Okay, I have the answer for you, okay? The answer to this question is that the primary role of the disciple is not to bear fruit. Because the primary role of the disciple is to be connected to Jesus Christ. If the branches are not connected to the vine, they cannot bear fruit. So the first thing we have to do is to be connected to Christ. Because I can do a lot of good things for other people, but I may not be a disciple of Christ. Right? So if I want to bear fruit, fruit that is good, fruit of peace, of love, of forgiveness, if I want to be able to love the person that is difficult for me, if I want to bear that fruit, I have to be connected to Christ. There is no other way I can bear fruit. Right? So this relationship develops with the little things. And actually Christ in the gospel says the word remain 8 times. Right? So what are those little things that we can do? That can show that the grace of God, like the sap that comes from the vine to the branches, is flowing in our lives. The little things such as if we, for instance, we are invited to a house. Maybe we can help them with the dishes, right? We can do the dishes for them, right? Or maybe in our own house, no? We can help our parents, no? With any chore at home? Or maybe if we go to the supermarket and we see that people used to get things around and maybe they don't want something and they put it somewhere else, right? Maybe I can go back and return the thing that I don't want to his place, right? Simple things that we can do. The same thing with the supermarket cart. See, sometimes we just rush and put everything all over the place. But a simple thing shows that the grace of God is in our lives. Maybe in the morning I can spend time, a little bit of prayer. Maybe I can sit down a little bit and say, thank you, God, for this day. You know? Little things that we can do that shows that we are disciples of Christ, right? So on the other hand, yes, God wants us to bear fruit. It's not the primary role, because the primary role will be connected to Christ. But yes, God wants us to bear a lot of fruit. But sometimes, as the gospel says, we need to prune things away for us to bear fruit. So I don't know if you remember that we have a big storm, like I think in January, that many trees went down. You remember that? All the trees that went down? And one of the reasons why these trees went down is because these trees were never pruned. They were never pruned. Nobody took care of them. They grow larger and larger. Maybe they were nowhere rooted. So the same thing, you and I need to be pruned. There are things, they are withering branches that may be in our hearts. Maybe bitterness, or maybe we experience jealousy, envy, prejudices. And we need to cut these branches, because what happens is in the tree, these withering branches, if we are not cut, they are draining the energy of the tree. They are not doing anything. And it's like when you and I experience that in the day, we are drained, we are tired, because we have grown these withering branches. So we must allow the Lord to give us the grace to cut these, to prune these branches, right? And on the other hand, sometimes the Lord allows us to be pruned other ways. Maybe a change of a job, maybe a friendship that was not good for me, the Lord has taken away, because the Lord wants me to trust in Him first. The Lord wants me to grow in this relationship with the Lord. So as we continue the Eucharist, let's remember that the primary role of the disciple is not to bear fruit, right? The fruit is the consequence of being connected to Christ. So let us ask the Lord to help us, to give us the grace to recognize in our own lives, what do we need to prune? What is that situation that doesn't allow me to grow? And let us ask the Lord the grace that we may allow Him to prune us, to take away those things, so we can bear a lot of fruit. Amen. In the name of the Father,